All right, we are plugged in and ready to rock and roll for Monday, the 11th of September. Jason Woodforth is on with me, but can you believe the date, Jason? 11th of September.
Well, you know, it's 11th of September here, 9/11, but it's yet to be that in the US, or it's probably starting to be now in the US. So it'll be interesting to see what happens over the next 24 hours around the world as everyone catches the 9/11 date.
Yeah, it is. It's just happened today. And I was doing the night watch before, and I didn't realize it was the 11th of September. And coming up for the US, but we are in a time machine Australia, and we've jumped forward, and we are ahead of them. So, unbelievable. Yes, 11th of September, and what a day to have Jason Woodforth on. Looking at the one of the biggest psychological operations ever perpetrated against humanity. Just an unbelievable event. And one of those things comes along every year. It's incredible times, but we are here for the Kras Files podcast. And good to be moving forward and connecting with Jason. Jason's up in out of Brisbane, and I'm here on the coast in Sydney, Australia. So it's always good to plug in. And what we do here is we just quickly sort of this kind of like fast podcast where we just plug in and go over all the latest and what's in front of us. And Jason's a great researcher, and he's always keeping his eyes on what's happening in the moment, but also everything. And Jason's a great guest because, like me, he loves to look at, you know, pop culture, modern culture, movies, industry, politics, what's going on here, overseas, everywhere, and past and present, and looking into the future at what we might be what we might need to prepare for and all of this. So we take a look at everything. Everything's up on krasfiles.com. So get over there, get in the chat room. We're over on Telegram, BitChute, Brighteon, Gab, and but Telegram's probably the best chat. Have a chat, or on the website. You can support me directly over on Buy Me a Coffee, but just click on one of those banners on the Kras Files website to support the Kras Files. I don't have any pop-ups, ads, anything. I don't sell anything. Best way is just to become a member to keep this kind of independent media going. It's $8 a month, and I've just done the Night Watch, so fairly recently, and that's up. And for the Kras Files members, so there's good content going up over there. And Buy Me a Coffee platform is much more streamlined and easier. Takes a load off my shoulders, I tell you, and it's all working good and still through Stripe. So it's the same as before, but just on a different platform, allows me to host all my podcasts for the members over there and off the website because I'm just using too much juice. But all good. Jason, on this day of September 11th, it's a crazy time to get you on. I didn't even properly really realize when I said you want to do a podcast today, but there is that slim chance here and there that you can jump on in these hours, which is always good to have you on. There's a couple of interesting talking points to cover for our listeners out there tonight. And I know a lot of our listeners out there, because this goes out on the RSS feed, goes all around the world, and people, you know, download it everywhere. I know they really love your mindset and your research and everything. And you know what, mate? I was just thinking about it today. When was what was the rough date that you became an MP under Campbell Newman, sort of, you know, when you got in there? What date was that roughly?
It was March. Pretty sure it was March 2012.
Because around that time when you were working on the fluoride, getting it out of the water supply and stuff, I was on another podcast, Conspiracy Oz, and we were talking to you then.
Yeah, I can't remember how far we go back. That
we go first. Back around 2012 to just around 2013, around that time. And it's 2023. That's incredible, mate.
Unbelievable.
And you know, still connecting to you with you a lot more frequently now, which is great. It's been an incredible ride, hasn't it? So anything on your radar up there in Brisbane that you might like to get out there and cover tonight? Any specific points? I know I just grabbed you today, but there's always something that piques your interest.
Yeah, look, a few things. The Maui fires. Like there's still a lot coming out about that, which isn't being seen on mainstream, where they basically locked the streets so that they all burnt in their cars. You know, it still makes no sense how those cars burnt basically to the ground, burning or melting all the steel, the glass off the windows. We're hearing that there's possibly 1,000, 2,000 missing children. They closed the school down just beforehand and managed to get all the kids on buses. We just don't know what's going on there. But the interesting thing is, you know, Zach, who I listened to as well, he's gone from Maui to Morocco. So we move over to the earthquake, and that earthquake is most likely man-made.
Strange lights seen as well.
Yeah. And keep in mind, they do have an earthquake machine. In this episode in The Simpsons where for like literally a split second, as Homer goes down this big fall through the mountains, he gets to the bottom of the inside of the mountain and there's the earthquake machine at the very bottom before he bungee jumps back up. And like I said, it's only on there for a split second. But that thing hits at 10 kilometers deep and a 6 magnitude earthquake. So this one's 6.8. You just can't rule this out. And Morocco hasn't had an earthquake, I believe, for 125 years or something.
We're getting them here now, Jason. There was just another small one in New South Wales, I think. We've had a few now in Victoria and all around the place, really.
Adam, the most telling thing about the Morocco earthquake is it struck at exactly 11:11. They love the ones, they love the 11s, because remember that World War I ended on the 11th day of the 11th month at 11 a.m. or 11:11 a.m. Can't remember, but you know they love the 11. So this says to me, this has got the elites' evil hands all over it with the 11:11.
They loved the 33, didn't they? With the COVID psychological operation, everything was 33. People did videos on it, 33 cases, 33 this, 33, 33. It never ended. And then the 9/11, of course. But some of those. It's interesting to see with the virus thing, they've used the 33 in the and these dates as well. They use the other numbers, but they're always there throughout history right up until this point. This is the similar numbers. Yep. That's how they tell us.
And sorry, Adam, it was also on the Queen's anniversary of her death.
There you go.
Yep. So just another one to throw in there to say, well, hang on, just coincidences? Yeah. That's if you want to think that. Adam, I digress from that one to keep it fast pace moving tonight. Is it the Bourke Street car crash? So this is another episode in Victoria in Bourke Street that makes no sense with the story. I haven't gone too deep into it, but Bourke Street, as soon as I saw Bourke Street, I just went, nah, this has probably been set up. And what we heard of how it went down makes no sense. Melbourne seems to be, especially the city centre around Bourke Street, is what they do is they do all these psyops. And I remember going back to the one with the African guy who had, I think he had a knife. I can't remember what he had, but the two cops and the way they approached him made no sense. There's no way the cops would have done what they did. So you just got to look into these stories and just start saying, does that story make any sense? And if it's coming from Bourke Street, it probably doesn't. So they're doing psyops just all over.
There's a black fella, wasn't he? And he sat on his car?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, so with this one, there he was in that white outfit that he was wearing, and he was just sitting on the car. And the way the cops grabbed him wasn't the way they would grab someone that they really wanted to grab, because when cops want to grab someone like that, they just grab them big time, you know. And that just the way he was arrested, just, that looks fake to me. Yeah. That looked fake.
Yeah. Yeah, another one. This happened before there, around there. So, it continues. It continues. And the way he just sat on the bonnet of the car there, yeah, a little bit. Why? It doesn't make any sense.
No, Adam, yeah, Melbourne's been hit with a lot of stories that make no sense.
So many.
I mean, Brisbane's had a few, but I love the one from 2018, which was the train that derailed, and you look at the pictures and the information, you just go, that makes no sense. They're not moving 150 people out of that area in under 3 hours to a country town with probably only two or three ambulances. It just made no sense. And then a big guy was standing there on the railway tracks while all these old people were trying to get across, and he was just standing with his arms behind his back, just going, yeah, just cruising, man, just standing here. Wouldn't you be there helping? Like just nothing makes sense of some of these stories. Question everything, people. But again, I don't know why they do these psyops and these distractions, because what was that train derailment for? What was this one for in Bourke Street? What is each one for? Why make up bullshit stories just for news for the day? I don't know. Well, certainly to keep us in fear. That's for sure.
Oh, for sure. Of course.
Yeah. And actually, just look, I've got a Morocco thing back up on my laptop here. You know, more than 2,000 dead. I mean, they've hit Morocco with something pretty damn serious here.
Yeah, I did see a video on it. There was a really weird lights or flashing going on as well. That did not seem normal at all.
Yep. It's a real weird one. So, and you know what? The other thing I think, did we speak about this? I think we did on chat. Is that be aware, people. If you've got a FEMA, a FEMA presentation. What's the bloody word for it? A conference. If there's a conference or a military world games. A G20 knee, just anything that is an event where they're doing a simulation, be really concerned about where you live, if that simulation is in your area. And look at Christchurch. They had a bloody simulation or a workforce of something to do with emergency services. And what would you know? They've had a bloody a gunman on the loose on the same day. You know, in Maui, there was a FEMA conference on one of the other islands, and it started the day before the fires and ended the day after the fires. And the guy that was there was one of the guys that should have been on the island of Maui because he was a very prominent figure in regards to emergency services. Oh, he didn't even leave that conference. He comes back afterwards. You know, just unbelievable. It's kind of like when Scott Morrison left while all the fires are burning. I'll just pack up and leave and go on holidays. You know, like, it's just everything.
Well, he went to Hawaii, didn't he?
Yeah, he went to Hawaii, of course.
He went to Hawaii during the Australian wildfires.
I tell you what, he was probably in Hawaii getting the lowdown on what was going to be coming. And remember, John Howard was in New York on the morning of 9/11. He was probably there being thanked for all of his services of ruining this country.
Oh, John Howard's a high Freemason. Yeah, 33. Yeah. And, he was there for Port Arthur Massacre, 9/11, Bali bombings, all sorts of stuff. And I do think that. I do think that he was put there as a reward.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
We also had the last couple of weeks, Jason, the weird thing in the Burning Man Festival in the US with the mud flood. Yep. Yeah, I mean, a completely, completely weird thing.
Have you heard of Burning Man? Because I hadn't heard of it.
Yeah, I've heard it. I've heard of this quite a lot.
So
yeah.
Guess who owns Burning Man? BlackRock.
Oh, right. Yeah.
BlackRock. Why does BlackRock own Burning Man?
It's a full, it's a ritualistic, satanic process there. I mean, I wouldn't be going anywhere near somewhere where they're burning these ritualistic structures in that way and doing that. They're all having orgies and shit. There's no fucking way. Not in this modern day. I'm not going anywhere near big sporting events or anything. They're testing all sorts of shit on people. There's no way. I'm just not doing it now. We're in an age of survival now. You've got to keep your wits about you. You just got to keep yourself safe and your family. You can't do it. You can't go to those events.
No.
Obviously, who knows? Who knows?
Adam, look, firstly, I haven't said this yet on the podcast, but we are still here and this is not going away. Okay, we're still talking about new strains of COVID-19 coming. COVID 2.0 is coming, and I believe it's coming before 2025 because Deagle's website had all the Western countries losing a lot of people by 2025. And you don't get that document wrong, what they were doing. It's pretty simple. If Australia's got 25 million people now, it should have about you know, 27, 28, 29, 30 million people. If the USA has got 350 million people, why are they all of a sudden by 2025 having 100 million? Sorry, with Australia, we've got 15 million in 2 years' time. Bill, how does that even work? How do you even get that wrong and get it wrong country after country? So get ready for COVID. I think it's going to be called COVID 23. If they get COVID 23, if it's called that, run for the hills, because 2.0 is coming. I think it's going to be because of the people who got jabbed, but there's also the chance that it's from something they actually release that is real. But take a step back, because I said this about a year ago on this program. Take a step back, breathe, look left, look right, and think. And think of what is going on and what they've done, because there's no COVID. It doesn't exist. But what is coming might, or it's going to be the jab people who are going
to
be falling
dead. It's got something to do with technology.
Yeah.
You know, because viruses don't exist, so there's nothing to work with.
No.
They can't work with, there's nothing there. But if you look at that situation of billions of people on planet Earth being injected, I mean, this is the same situation with the Spanish flu, which wasn't from Spain. They scared the shit out of people. If you look at the connections of the Spanish flu and COVID, they're very similar. And even if you look at the old photos of it, I've seen a bunch. Very similar as well. Masks, you know, a sort of social distancing going on and lockdowns of schools and things like that. There's old pictures of people wearing masks and others not. It was a similar operation. People who didn't get the injections working with people who were sick, supposedly sick and not getting sick, you know, themselves, you know, the people who were helping them. And something, an operation happening here where people at that time were scared of that they were going to catch something just like now. And they were experimented on with some kind of, influenza jab. And then shortly after, a wave of sickness hit, which they said was a pandemic. We know here in Australia, there wasn't anything. There was nothing. We talked about it since day one, that they were locking down Perth and locking down cities based on one or two cases.
And now
there's thousands of cases, but they're not locking down. So we know that. That's a very easy connection. But we know that, you know, no one had anything. Everyone was fine. It's just it's the only place that this COVID exists is in people's minds. It's a psychological operation. It's psychological warfare. But once you get those pricks in your arm, we're looking at a possibly what could be a massive delayed reaction here. Maybe they're going to turn something on. They're going to turn something on to kill a lot of people. We don't know. And people are going to think that that's a pandemic, you know. But it's very obvious to me that the injections trigger the real pandemics, and the real pandemics don't have anything to do with a virus. It's all the pricks you got in your arm.
Hey, Adam, I just pulled up my former MP for Nudgee page on Facebook, right? I can't get into it anymore because I lost the passwords. I got locked out. Anyway, here you go. 25th of November 2020, I'm running a competition to enter. You just have to come up with the most bizarre, ridiculous, that's impossible, how does that even happen, this makes no sense news article on COVID-19.
That's right.
And the reason why was, and I attached a photo of a news article, left nostril tested positive. Country's first virus case produces bizarre results.
That's right. We were making jokes about that before the media did that for us, though, Jason. Yep. We were making jokes about this earlier on, that we needed to come up with these silly headlines, and then all the media around the world started coming up with the heart attack stuff, that you get it from sleeping in and you get it from having too much of a cold showers, gardening, all this kind of stuff, you know, you're going to get a heart attack.
Here you go. This is hilarious. So November 10th, people, if you want to jump on my page, like I said, I can't, it's old now, but it's still there. Jason Woodford - former MP for Nudgee, November 10th, 2020. You can't make this shit up. COVID toe. For fuck's sake, people, anyone still believing this bullshit needs to be the first in line for the vaccine. I said that 3 years ago.
That's right. I think also said that they're going to start testing men down the eye of their dicks.
Yeah. What else have I put up there? There you go.
Dick COVID.
This is how long we've been calling this bullshit for, people. This is how long since day motherfucking one, the day this came out as
we were making jokes back in 2020. Yeah.
Yeah. Man,
it's crazy.
Yeah. Now, also in the UK and the US, apparently there's a whole heap of schools that have been locked down, whereas the kids can't even go in there. So we're just wondering whether or not they're doing something inside the schools to then attack the children. Because remember, the children are next. And that comes from the 2012 Olympic ceremony, opening ceremony.
Yes.
Where the children were the second wave. So, yeah. Wow. Have you watched the movie trailer Songbird? That was 2020 as well, November 2. Question on this movie, they shot it in record time during a lockdown. That things that make you go, more like it was shot a year or two ago. Yep, that movie Songbird, that was made, they reckon, when California had a hard lockdown. That's bullshit. That movie was already done. Already done.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Not a lot of people know about the opening ceremony there in the UK, in London.
Yeah.
What they did as with the sick people and the beds and everything. Far out, man. That was full on. Yeah, I was just reading this, Jason, as well from the Tribune. Americans divided as mask mandates make comeback. So, you know, they're saying schools and private companies have reinstated the mask mandates. And all of this across the country, which is dividing the public, divide and conquer.
Mm-hmm.
It's going on all around the country. It's from Epoch Times as well. We've seen this. I saw a video where people have like got baseball bats in their businesses trying to keep people out who are not wearing a mask now. They're so paranoid about this new strain, which doesn't exist. So we're getting a very deep split. You know what I mean? Before, people didn't really know so much what was going on, and we kind of all got sucked in. Well, we didn't, and our listeners, I just mean most people got sucked into it, but now you've got a lot of people who are pissed off and they're not going to put up with it again, and they're done, and you've got these people who are set in their ways and they believe it and they're going along for the next ride. And so these two are coming together and it's going to clash big time, and this is what they're causing. There was also another one I was reading through on the Night Watch where these cops in America supposedly just shot this black woman who was pregnant and killed her and the baby. And now they're saying this is going to trigger these Black Lives Matter riots in America. We know that in the United States, they're now trying to cause some kind of civil war. I'm just telling people, be careful with these events. They're generally staged. You know, I'm not saying that is fake, but what I'm saying is they're mostly staged. And this is being done to turn us all against one another.
Yep.
And I was also reading on the Night Watch today from the Economic Collapse, Jason. It was an article entitled Mad Max Conditions Are Coming, as desperation is rising, as the economy and all this manufactured stuff, the food and the costs of living and fuel and everything are going through the roof. Are we going to see a kind of Songbird or Mad Max kind of situation? But it's all going to be engineered. It's going to be carefully manufactured and structured, you know, with the climate change and everything that they're doing and the fires and the wars and everything. People, you know, not being able to feed themselves and the cost of living just becoming out of reach for a lot of people, you know. This kind of starvation sort of thing and needing to how far you would go personally to feed your family and look after them. What would you be prepared to do? This whole purge thing, you know, like those purge movies, that could be a possibility, even though that is set in fear. You know, this is all set in fear. It's scaring us to do this when there's no need for it. We should be living in absolute luxury. 100%. There shouldn't be any problems. This is all manufactured. The food, the gas, the fuel, the prices, everything. Yeah. They're blaming everything on Ukraine. It's absolute nonsense. You know, they're they're withholding rice now. All of this stuff they're telling us on the news, and people are panicking. And you're like, hang on, Why is this all coming after the COVID psyop? It's obviously, I mean, if people don't study what Agenda 2030 is, they're going to have no clue. They're going to be food for the system. Everything's spiking anyway, and there's, I can imagine Australia, we still do pretty well, but if you look in countries like, if you look at European zone and you look at the US with a much bigger population, there's a lot of people kind of looking for handouts now and not doing well. But it's all, as we said, manufactured. Yeah.
And Adam, just to a point you were making before, 31st of August 2020, I wrote in my former MP page, the third last line of the UN song We Will Rise is a new world order behind closed doors.
Yes.
And then I wrote, nothing to see here. Continue on with your slavery and the belief you have freedoms. And that's the problem. Too many people feel they have freedoms, but they don't. What's the Jones Plantation? There's a movie at the moment called The Jones Plantation, and that shows how the people on the plantation are led to believe they've got freedoms because the Joneses gives the people choices. And when people get choices, they think they've got freedom to choose, and that's freedom in general. So, you know, and the slavery, I mean, like, you know, someone, I was listening to Jeff Berwick the other day, and he put up I never got the screenshot in time, but he put up all the taxes, like, and now they're talking here in Australia about an inheritance tax.
That's right.
Like, I mean, like, it's tax after tax after tax. No one can pay all this money back. And the thing is, with all the infrastructure, it can be all created out of thin air, printed out of thin air money on the Australian credit card, the USA credit card, and paid back in perpetuity. You know, why are we borrowing money off a friggin' overseas bank to do all of our infrastructure? Why wouldn't we just borrow it off the CBA? Everyone knows everything's printed. You know, why just print it off our CBA and just pay them back whenever? But this is the whole tax thing. Remember, there was no taxes prior to 1915. So how the heck did they build the infrastructure, the hospitals, the fire services, the police service, just the every service, how they build that without taxes? Okay? Tax is slavery. And tax is unlawful. It's legal, and there's a difference between legal and lawful.
You're talking about there about the inheritance tax, so basically family properties, houses. When oldies pass away, it gets handed down to other people in the family, and they keep it there. They want to tax you for that, just like killing you. Yes, well, yeah, unbelievable, unbelievable. It's not just that income tax is illegal; it's all illegal. And there's so many taxes in this country, it would make your head spin. We get taxed for everything. Crazy.
Adam, as you've been chatting, I've been going scrolling down my MP page, and just with the stuff I've been putting up 3 years ago. Yeah, yeah, and we need to wait for a vaccine. What the frig? Remember when Billy Boy was saying there'd be no freedoms until we got the vaccine rolling out?
That's right.
Yeah, unbelievable. This 3.5 years of this bullshit.
Yeah, that's right.
No,
it's beyond words, isn't it?
Yep. There you go, people. If you want to see a wrap-up of what I thought for the last 3 years and where it all started, jump on my page. I'm back to 10th of August so far. Why would you worry about a 15-16-year-old when you told us that kids up to 18 are all but immune from this? See, again, all that crap.
Apparently, Jason, they're in the US, they've got the dummies back as well. You know, like the dummies filling the hospitals. Remember those?
Right. Yes. Gotcha. Yeah.
They had the dummies that they whispered.
Well, the best one I
mannequins?
Liked. The best one I liked was a body that was in PPE gear that in where the Chinese.
Oh, yeah, on the ice.
On the ice. But when you look at the picture, it was a mannequin completely covered in plastic. There wasn't even a place for the mannequin to breathe.
It was Chinese workers that they were just exhausted, and they were so that they had to lie on blocks of ice. It was just the most bizarre story. And the New York story that they're going to have to use parkland and stuff around New York to bury the bodies. Remember that one?
Because
they're running out of space to bury bodies, and they had the fake vans and everything.
I'm looking at a lot of bodies along this street here that I posted, and the guy behind who's wearing red shoes. Oh, the old red shoes. Is holding the body bag with one arm This would be at least a 45 to 50 kilo body that's in that bag, and he's just cruising along, just holding with one arm.
That's right. Know? And there was one guy smoking, wasn't there? And one,
yeah,
one
yeah, yeah. Saw, that's right.
Having a puff of cigarette in his acting role.
Yeah, and we just said. So, yeah, here we go, 23rd of July. So in wave one, it did not affect the kids, but wave two does. That makes sense, not. But makes me think of the 2012 Olympic opening ceremony where the second wave in the ceremony got the kids. Everything is on track, on plan.
We did podcasts back then about that ceremony.
Yeah,
Which a lot of, as I said, a lot of people would not realize. Mm-hmm. They didn't know about that, but that was full on, man. They were telling us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Melbourne CBD lockdown party lashed as $33,000 in fines handed out over single event. 33. And posted at 11:11. And the story headline was 363 cases. So there's your 363 and in reflection. And, so 36s. Yeah, just gold. Oh, man, this is gold. This is gold. I wonder how far back I can go.
Way back. We were calling it out immediately.
Yep, from day dot people. If you weren't and you're still not there, surely anyone listening to your podcast, Adam.
Man, there's heaps.
Think, yeah, you, but I'm saying you think none of them believe in this bullshit, and anyone does when still wants to go, oh, it's real, but it's just not as bad as they. No, it's not real. If but you are still there.
We had that, Jason, and I would say to listeners out there, go on the Crass Files website. And have a listen to our podcast. Just type in Jason Woodforth and you'll hear them all. And also type in podcast looking for John Rappaport, because John Rappaport was on with me heaps of times and just breaking all this down. And when a lot of truthers in the truther community were saying that they released a bioweapon in the air and we were calling it bullshit. From day one, I have not moved on this podcast. We have not made a budge. We've called bullshit the entire time. Bullshit, bullshit. No virus, nothing released. There's nothing there. No variants. It's all bullshit. If you want a fucking virus, then or you want to believe in a bioweapon, then have a look at what was injected into people based on fear and propaganda, what they copped in the arm. That's what's real. You know, but there's nothing out there. And we've been doing this since before there were any vaccines or anything even came to this country. We were breaking it down.
Yep. And Adam, here you go. This is a Dilbert one that I posted on 6th of July. So Dilbert's working from home. If you don't know the Dilbert series cartoon, check out Scott Adams. You've got to sign up to his site now, unfortunately. So it costs you 70, 80 bucks a year. But it's well worth it for the laugh. So Dilbert's at home. Maybe I could permanently work at home. And the boss goes, no problem. I just need a few things from you to make sure you are working, such as, well, obviously I need frequent status reports. Sounds reasonable. And I'll need to track your keystrokes and your phone's location. Wow. Well, okay. I guess I can get used to that in return for my freedom to work from home. Then the boss goes, now that I've loosened you up, let's talk about fitting you for a body cam. So what this last 3 years was, all everything they did was loosening you up for that next stage they brought in, and now they got as far as they needed to get, which was putting the vaccines in everyone. And look, and as we know, all the world leaders are going, oh, we never forced you. We never forced you. So they're all coming out now saying we never forced you, which we know is utter bullshit. You were forced if you wanted to keep your job. And you know, they've loosened us up. They've loosened the sheeple up for the next time round, where if the bodies really start dropping, people will be screaming in the streets. Well, they won't be screaming in the streets, they'll be screaming from their windows to get inside to lock us down like dogs.
Well, yeah, as well. And a couple of points there. Looking at the news, the so-called New Zealand Prime Minister, we played that on the podcast the other night. I played the clip of him basically, when they were locking down New Zealanders, saying that they're going to go out and look for people. Remember that?
Yep.
Going to go out and look for people who don't want the jabs. We know they might be hesitant. We want everyone to come in and get them, but they're going to be those kinds of people out there who don't want them. So we, you know, we kind of don't want to go out and look for you, but we will. And then the other video just recently of this weasel A fucking weasel scumbag. He's not a prime minister. What a joke. He's the punching bag. They've taken Ardern out, given her a nice portfolio. She's done a good job for her masters. And then they're going to put this shithead in, you know. And this guy's up there saying, we didn't force anyone to get it. You did it. But, you know, this is a sore point that's come up recently, Jason, but they didn't really force you. You know, that's the thing, and a lot of people are really upset about that. And I'm sorry, folks, but they didn't force you. That is assault. They didn't force you. They didn't hold you down and jab it in your arm. You had a choice to go and get another job, and I understand how hard it is. We had to do it here. It was horrible. And a lot of people went through hell. And a lot of people who got those jabs, they didn't want them. Now they regret it and they're upset. But at the end of the day, they didn't force you. The army or whatever or police didn't hold you down, come into your house, hold you down the rug and boom in your arm. And this is the card they were always going to play, Jason. And by us researching and understanding the system and talking about and doing these kinds of podcasts and growing awareness, we knew what they were going to do. So we called their bluff, but others didn't. And now they're upset about it, but that's the truth. He's right in that way. They never forced you. But, you know, other people say, well, they did force you. I didn't have a job if I didn't get it, you know, and everything. But that is not force. And this is a big sticking point, and I knew this was coming. I've been talking about it for a long time now. And I knew it was going to create confusion and anger and bitterness and confusion in the alternative media, but it's just a fact. You weren't forced. Sorry, folks.
Nope.
It's a real shame, I know, but you didn't research and you didn't understand what these monsters are capable of, and you got suckered in. You got sucker punched, man. You got a sledgehammer over your head, and now you're bitter about it. That's just the way life is. And now you just got to learn from it, and it was brutal. It was, and they made it really appear like it got really worrying there, Jason, for a point, especially with the Sydney lockdowns. I did think to myself, I thought, bloody hell, we're going to get the army up the streets. They're going to come to my house. And I was then I thought, you know what? This is psychological warfare, man. ScoMo brought in the army, this General Fruin, and we had the Operation COVID Shield. And they went to war against our minds through those TV sets. You know, and they made people think that this was really, really real. And that if you didn't get those jabs, you're not going to have your life back. No way. I called their bluff. And I said, you know what? After a while, they're not going to fucking touch me. They can't. And they know it. They need you to do it to yourself. And now they're pulling that card out. Sorry, folks. We never touched you. You had a choice and you took that. You decided to go down to Bunnings and get a sausage sandwich and get your jab in your arm. Sorry. And so this is becoming a real sore point. Doing alternative media where people are going to hate me for saying this, but I'm just being honest.
I've got 10th of June 2020. I wrote, I have not been wrong once on this total utter bullshit. There you go. That was 3 years and 2 months
absolute
ago.
Absolute bullshit.
Utter absolute bullshit.
Absolute nonsense that there's a virus from China and you're going to get it? I mean, come on, man. Seriously, folks?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How can people believe this, Jason? It's beyond words, isn't it? Why are we so different to other people? I don't know what makes us so different and why we think the way that we do, but what a scam.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And you were the first one that I spoke to, and not just to bring up Songbird, and some of these films that they seem to either film during the lockdowns or before, but we were also talking about the other one. What was it called, mate? The series with the lockdowns in Los Angeles.
Colony?
Colony, yeah. I mean, far out.
When I watched that, by the time I was in
I just couldn't believe it.
Yeah, by the time I was into the second or third episode, I felt like I was living in a lockdown like that, the way it was.
You watched it during the lockdowns, and it was like, I told you, I was like, you got to watch this. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. If you haven't watched that, it's about 13 series long, and it's called Colony, not The Colony, just Colony. It's well worth the watch.
Incredible times, Jason. Just finishing up tonight, did we talk on the last podcast about the catastrophic fire warning for Queensland?
No, we didn't talk about it. We chatted about it on Messenger.
Yeah, so basically I've been harping on about this. A catastrophic fire warning has been issued for Queensland one day after winter. And keep in mind, I'm here in Sydney, Australia. I could probably walk to the beach in 10 minutes or so. And I'm rugged up. It's cold here. And but they're saying large parts of the state have been placed under the highest possible fire danger alert. This is a day after winter. And in the articles, this particular one that I've been covering is from Sky News, they're saying that this may force firefighters to stand down and watch the blaze burn. This is coming out from the Australian media. And a weather guy on ABC was questioning on a report I saw. He was saying, how come they're coming out with catastrophic fire warnings for Queensland a day after winter when they never release those warnings now? We're not ready yet, you know, and they've already done it. And how do they know? And they've issued it for large parts of Queensland, Darling Downs, Granite Belt, and all of these places. They're saying it could be one of the worst ever. They're saying, in fact, that this is the highest rating that they could put for Channel Country, Maranoa and Warrego regions. They're talking about thunderstorms being, adding to this and everything. And they've basically got these people up there saying that this could be so catastrophic for Queensland that the choices may be to stand down and watch it burn. I mean, what the fuck? This is not good, man. I absolutely feel like we've been threatened, and we did a podcast with John Hamer the other night, and one of our friends that we spoke to here, Shannon Rowan, she's in California, and she had to bail out of her property, and she didn't lose it, thank God, but they were stranded, and she was talking about some crafts that she noticed, helicopters or planes and stuff with strange devices on the bottom, and I've seen a video on this as well, Jason. I would put that warning out to all Australians listening to this to be very, very careful this summer and also document it, mate. And this to you as well, Jason. I would say we need to start documenting and filming this kind of stuff to see what's going on here. I think a lot of them are being deliberately lit, and I think that's what they're going to do. But I'm just wondering, is the whole laser thing a bit of a psyop? Because I have not really witnessed anything like that. Lasers, I'm not saying they don't use them, I'm just saying that I have not seen that, but people telling me that they've seen crafts flying over where the fires are being started and they've got these devices on the bottom, I'm wondering if they're starting them and they've got some devices where they're flying over and heating it up, or it's some kind of directed energy thing where they're able to spread them really quick. But it looks like we're being given a direct threat here, mate, for absolutely no reason. I understand that we could be going into a dry season and whatever, and they're talking about El Nino, but to give Queensland a catastrophic warning, basically a day after winter when there's nothing going wrong up there, really worries and concerns me, mate. So I would say to everybody who gets this podcast out there in Australia, please, we'll talk about all of this later. The first thing that you guys need to do is protect yourselves and your family and your properties and make sure you're interconnected and you're prepared. But also, if you've got camera equipment, your phones, take them out wherever you go and please document these fucking bastards, because they're doing this on purpose. And we know this is happening in Hawaii. We've now seen it in Canada, and we're seeing it directly in Europe. They're all being purposely lit. And we know this happened in Australia in 2019. They were purposely lighting them. And whoever these fuckwits are who are working for the fire departments, or whoever these people are who are doing this, you're the scum of this earth, man. I hope you people rot in hell for what you've done. I was seeing videos the other night of these burnt koalas, Jason. I couldn't watch it. Were these people trying to pour water on them, and you could see the burning down to their skin, down. And they're trying to lick themselves, these koalas, you know. Imagine the pain of that. They're trying to lick the pain away, you know, and you can see the distress of these animals, these fucking bastards, what they're doing to us. It is unbelievable. What we want people to understand, Jason, is that we're under attack. And I think this is the mindset people need to understand. First, you have to take that virus theory off the table and understand there's no virus. So why would you get vaccines? Why would you wear masks? Why would you lock down? Why would you obey any of this when there was never a virus? So we have to think about the same as this. We are under attack. They are doing this on purpose to sell the climate change con. And I already know people who are selling their properties because they're so scared. And they're willing to move into towns and go back off their properties because they're so worried they're going to get burned. And this is how they're doing it, mate. Agenda 2030 pushing us into the smart cities, burning us out of our properties and off the land. I'm very concerned, mate. I'm very concerned about this summer that we are going to be attacked again. And it's very, very worrying. And I know you would agree. I would tell everybody, film it, document it, and let's get it out to the world. Let's fucking catch these bastards because we can't stop them. They're going to do it anyway. And all the people who are working for this system and doing this, oh man, you people have no souls. No souls. But we have to stop thinking that this is climate change and start understanding that they're doing this with intent. They are doing this on purpose, just like in Canada. They're burning us, man. It's really terrible. And that has worried me about Queensland. And mind you, Jason, Anastasia Palaszczuk has just come back from a luxurious holiday overseas in Europe and Italy on taxpayer your money. And she's come back in and she thinks that she's going to be elected again and about to take away all your rights to have conversations online. And it's incredible times, mate. Unbelievable times. This premier of Queensland has just been living it up in Italy. And going around having this nice lavish holiday on taxpayers' money, and now she's flown back into Brisbane, and she's very confident that you guys are going to vote her in again.
Yep, we're up here in Queensland.
Do you think they will, mate?
Yeah, look, there's just a whole lot of when you vote for the state versus say national, where we've had Liberal governments before. The reason why you don't get many Liberal governments in the states is because of all the union workers.
Yeah.
And the union workers are directly affected by state governments. So, therefore, if you want your cushy state government job, you want to vote the union back in, which is vote the Labor Party back in.
Oh, boy.
So I dare say Labor will get back in. We haven't had a bloody Liberal government here, except for my one for 3 years, two for back in the 1990s. Except for those 5 years, it's been like 25 more years of Labor other than Liberal.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable, isn't it? And they're all opposites. It's the same system, same party, same thing. But I always say we're obviously better under a Liberal government if we have to choose and there's no other choice than a Labor and Green kind of deal. It's really putrid. And really disgusting. And the last talking point, Jason, is Albanese's voice. It looks like it's failing. Do you reckon they're going to make it a yes? And what do you think the Australian people will do if they do that, like a Joe Biden steal?
You know, this whole referendum is just a distraction.
What a massive distraction.
It's going to come out no, but I reckon...
Do you think they'll steal it?
I don't know what they're going to do here.
Because it's already – I'm reading through on the podcast. I mean, it's gone. It's gone. In almost every state in Australia except for Tasmania, it's finished.
Yeah.
If you're looking at the polls, but Albanese seems confident and he's so compromised and controlled. You're just wondering. They've got to get this through. And they've got really dodgy – it's very dodgy. I'm just wondering if they steal it, what the Australian people are going to do. It's very interesting. To me, it's going to be really interesting times moving forward anyway.
Yep, indeed. Boy,
and going back just quickly to the fires, you're in a fire area, right?
Oh, no, not really.
I mean, are you pretty secure there?
Yeah. Whilst I'm near some national park, you could say, if it came to us, it's going to have to be lasered. To get to us, it's going to have to be lasers.
Shit. Yeah, just be careful anyway, mate. Just be careful with that. It's they're really threatening us, these demons. It's really disgusting. It's unbelievable. It's really incredible times. We can't live in fear, but we've got to be prepped as well. I think the first thing is that we need to survive, and then we'll talk about the why and who and where and everything later. You know what I mean? We've got to focus on survival now. It's really crazy. It's really amazing times that we're living in. Anything you want to finish on, buddy?
No, mate.
I'm just going to say we're still here.
Yeah, we're still here. And like I said, I've just been scrolling down my former MP page on Facebook, and oh my goodness, what I wrote in that first year before I lost the page. Well, I lost getting into the page, so it's still there, people. The Bill Gates one where he laughs going, oh, you'll pay attention to the next one. it's all there. Damn, I lost that bloody page. I would have kept posting on it.
Yeah.
But, that's a good old scroll. It's got some good info still there.
If you could copy and paste that, I could make an article out of it.
Yeah.
I could put it up as an article, all your comments.
Yeah, just check this out and just go back in time and just, oh, my goodness.
Because everyone was so swept up in the COVID thing, they just weren't thinking for themselves at that time. And so comments like that were just no one wanted anything to do with it.
Yeah, in actual fact, one guy said, hang on, before I go to the one guy, said, here's one on 23rd of March 2020 I wrote. It's importantly what George Bush says at the 1 minute mark is when we are successful, and we will be, that's for the New World Order. Right. But going back up a couple of posts, I had a Sam Collins, he said it's something about, I put some information there just in about the April 2020. And he comes back, mate, what's this all about? I mean, like, he's like questioning it. Does he say, you know, what you're going on about? No, come on, they wouldn't do this. Well, hopefully 3 years later, Sam, you've gone, fuckers, they did this to us. Holy fuckballs.
That was the whole fuckery of the mind, wasn't it? That a lot of people kind of, they just thought, you know what, at the end of the day, I don't believe my government can do this to me. I just don't think that they can do this to us, and I'm gonna go along with them. And they don't understand. They don't understand that they're under attack, that this is a war against us. They don't understand that they're in bed with the enemy. And they watch it on TV every night. They vote for it. They put their time and effort and energy into it. They've been sleeping with it for so long. And it's an incredible thing. They just either refuse to see it, or they're like, holy shit. You know what I mean? I've been playing with the devil. They're not here for you, folks. Politicians and federal police, none of them. Judges. The whole thing. This whole country is not a democratic society because you can vote for a politician. It's a company.
Yeah. Yeah. A March 11th, 2 days before, is actually announced. It was announced a pandemic on March 11th, I think, 2020. But anyway, this was one where they staged the loo paper, and I called it out straight away. I said, but it was more than one country. It was actually five countries ran out on exactly the same day. And the footage of these people stampeding in the grocery aisle of the toilet paper is just so set up. It's not funny. You know, and that was 3.5 years ago. I'm telling you, people, we've called out from day one. Day one.
Yeah, the toilet paper was unbelievable.
Yeah.
I guess it could have been anything that they chose. Toilet paper is just one of those things, huh?
100%.
That everybody gets and everybody needs. And it's mockery, too. But we're talking about that with Dawn Lester also on the podcast the other night, Jason, that she was looking into the meanings of jab. You know how the media say you got to get the jab, and how a jab means like a joke against you? You're taking a jab at someone?
Yeah.
That's if you look at the meaning of it, one of them is that you're having a joke against someone. So it's mockery. They're jabbing us. It's been an incredible thing. And people who are going to wake up to this, it's going to, going to be a big blow for them, but let's hope they get on board, mate, and wake up to the truth. You know,
absolutely,
that's incredible. Absolutely. All right, buddy,
cool man.
Good discussion points tonight. Anyway, we can't always cover everything, but we just go through. We never plan anything. We just go through whatever's on the table in the moment, which is great, and we just talk about what's in front of us, and we miss things, but we'll just continue forward. It's a good time to plug in with you anyway. So if we can work on another time for that, that would be great. I'll let you know. And yep, shoot it through good. To you when the podcast is up. Have a good rest of your week, and keep busy as you do. And we'll connect on the next one.
Look forward to it, buddy. Look forward to it. Peace out.
Thanks, man. We're done.
Oh, dude, you got to go. You got to check out my friggin'.
I got to check this post out. That you
wait, I'm down to January 24th. I even called bullshit on Kobe Bryant's crash.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
and what date did I do that? I called that out on the day after. Like, I probably called it out on the day as well. But the day after, I've got a post up going, "Ah, bullshit." Actually, no, it would have been the same day because they're a day behind us.
That's right.
Yeah.
So immediately.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, they're all still up there, though.
Sorry?
All your comments are still there.
No. Okay, so my whole Facebook, former MP Jason Woodforth, my whole page is there. So everything I've posted up until the end of January, end of 2020, is there. I'm back to the beginning of 2020 now. And Pfizer Design... and here you go. And this article today, Channel 9 raised 9 million and 11 million from Channel 7. There's your 9/11. I mean, it's just, and the bushfire buybacks. That was back then in 2020. They did the bushfires for that railway line.
That's right.
Yeah.
And where did all the billions of dollars go that was raised by the celebrities and stuff that went missing?
All right, dude, well, I'm going to cook myself up a big ribeye steak.
Yeah, same. Same here. Good chatting with you whenever you can do this time for the hour or half an hour. That's great.
Yeah, I can do actually. I'm working at the moment where I don't get home to work until about 8 o'clock each Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So it no problems whatsoever. Just go straight onto the mic and do them.
Yeah, probably make him a bit quicker.
Yeah.
Cool. To get dinner and everything like that. Sort of get a podcast out and get dinner and everything. It's good.
Yep.
Good points covered. All right.
All right, dude. Take care.
Have a good night. Have a glass of wine and a steak and enjoy. And I'll put this through to you probably in the next 20 minutes.
Yep.
It's going to go out.
Love your work. Thanks, mate.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Chat. Bye.